Hello, hello. This is Josh, and I wanted to start making these podcasts. For one reason is because a while back I did tell myself that I was going to start making these podcasts because, I mean, it's just something I enjoy doing. Just talking and just being myself, really. Now, in person, if people were to really meet me in person, I'm not that much of a talkative person. I'm more of just to myself. I'm quiet, and I'm just trying to figure something out that I can do so that way I can finally, you know, do what I actually want to do instead of having to work hard and make the big man money. And I apologize right now because I am feeling a little sick, so I'm kind of short breath because my nose is all stuffed up and then I'm talking, so it's kind of, you know. Or my nose is runny. My nose is runny, but it's stuffed. I don't know. It's weird. And I'm sneezing a lot. And I think it's all because of the water they got, or the chlorine they have in the water. I think today I took about like a 30 to 40 minute shower. Just because, you know, I had a headache and I was just trying to relax. And next thing I knew, you know, snot coming out of my nose, and my eyes are starting to water up, and I'm sneezing all over the place, and I just didn't know what was really going on. And so I was just kind of like, what the heck, you know? So I kind of looked it up, because I was like, am I the only one having this problem? You know, like what an average American citizen does, is pretty much just look it up. Or what anyone does, not just American citizen, but what anyone does, just looks it up on the internet, and checks to see, like, if anyone else has had the same symptom, or what's really going on with it. I don't know. I really wanted to get back into MMA. Because I have packed on quite a few pounds. And I think what I'm going to start doing is having like a cheat day. Like maybe once every 2 weeks. And just have it my one cheat day. I don't know. I'm not going to go hard on the cheat day though. I'm just going to kind of keep it light. Just eat like one thing maybe that I kind of really, really want. And I've been listening to a lot of Joe Rogan. You know, I've been just, you know, I'll be working. And I work at a manufacturing company right now. You know, I'm the inspector there. Honestly thinking about leaving it, but I mean, I don't know. Kind of still debating on it. It's the only job that I have lined up for me right now. And it doesn't pay well. And I have to travel out of town to go to it. So it's like, no, it's probably not worth it. But, I mean, it's a job for right now. I'm better with a hands-on job than I am more of like a cashier or, you know, I got to be doing something, you know. But, and this job is actually, it's kind of helping me to where I can kind of like, you know, they're going to teach me how to weld and stuff. But right now they just really need an inspector. So that's what I was going to do. And that's pretty much it for that. I mean, I want to leave it, but right now it's just kind of, I'm low on cash. And so I'm just trying to get by with this job. And it doesn't help that, you know, my gas tank, I drive a truck. I drive a 2001 Chevy. And, the gas is not very good on it. Like, I'll be spending about, like, $80 a week. And I'm not liking it. And my boss, he did say that, you know, because he has his own vehicle that he lets us drive. And I was just kind of like, you know, I want to take that vehicle. I want to be able to go in that vehicle so that way, you know, I can just drive with everybody else. Excuse me, but the only thing with that is that they leave the workplace at 7 o'clock. Excuse me. They leave the workplace at 7 o'clock. And I'm not trying to leave that late. And yeah, you know, they get to leave early on, or they get to have Fridays off. But I'd rather leave at 4:30 than leave at 7. Because at 4:30 I can come home and I can probably go to the gym, or I can work out, hang out with my family a little bit. And if I get up at 7, you know, it's straight to the shower, eat, and then I'm going to bed. And I kind of don't want to do that. I want to have at least 4 or 5 hours to be able to do something, do whatever I want. And it doesn't help that, you know, the drive up there is like about 45 minutes. So we have to be there by 6 o'clock, but we have to wake up like at 4, 4:30. You know, if you're running late, 5, and be at the, we all meet at the Stripes at around like 5, whatever. Be there by 5:15, 5:20 the latest, and then if everybody's not there, or once everybody's there, we all take off and, you know, head to the shop. It's a good system, and I like it. You know, the boss, he, I guess, was thinking about everybody when he bought the vehicle so we can all ride in it. But, I mean, you got to understand, like, you know, it's a small company right now. It's building up. But you got to think, too, you know, it's not that great. You know, you're getting paid very low. Like, I'm going to be honest, I'm getting paid about $11. And I'm an inspector at this place. And I've been told that, you know, I should be getting paid, you know, the minimum of like maybe $12 to $13. Which, I mean, it's only $2 extra. But, I mean, still, you know, those $2 add up. And I was just kind of thinking like, well, I mean, what am I going to do, you know? And so there's this guy that I used to work out with there at the YMCA. Or is actually where I currently work, just on Sundays. I work there, there's this guy that I work out with that he actually wanted to give me an application so I can go work at his place. And it's about the same, you know, it's low pay, but it's something else, you know. I don't have to drive very far either. I can just drive, you know, literally maybe 5 miles down the road and I'll be at work, you know what I mean? I don't have to wake up as early. I can, you know, my first time on the job, if I were to go there, if, you know, my first day on the job, I would just have to just go and see how long it takes me to get there. And then, you know, I just kind of go off of how long it took me to get there, depending on what time I'll be able to get up, have time to do all my other stuff, and then I'll just see from there. And I do want to start going to the gym more because, I mean, I'm getting out of shape, you know. All this week, I tried eating healthy, and I did eat healthy. But I ate a lot of meat. I ate a lot of steak. And I ate a lot of steak, you know. At the job, we had barbecues at the end of every month. But we had a barbecue Thursday. And so I ate steak, you know, I ate pork, chicken, all that good stuff. And then yesterday, I ended up ordering Steak Express, and oh man, was that good. I ordered for two to give to my friend that was here, but he ended up leaving early, and so I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to go and eat it, because he didn't want it. Like, you know, he's like, ah, oh, you bought it, just give it to someone here, and then, you know, my family's out of town, so I was like, forget it, I'm just going to eat it. You know, I'm hungry, I haven't ate all day, I'm going to eat it. So I ate it. And so I ate two steaks, and then, well, I ate one steak, and then the next day, today, I ate the other, but I did eat the potatoes. Actually, I think I ate half of the other steak, or a bite. I ate a bite of the other steak and left everything else there because it came with steak, shrimp, and potato, a loaded potato. And I ended up eating, I ate the first one, you know, the first box it came with. I ate the steak, the shrimp, and the potatoes. And I took a bite of the steak in the next one, and that was it. And then today I ate it all. But, yeah, I mean, I took today as a cheat day, though, too, so. But, man, the chlorine in the water really messed me up. I'm sneezing a whole bunch, you know, freaking nose is running like crazy. My cousin actually came today, and he was... What? Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to figure something out. We want to do drop shipping, but I mean, it's too difficult to really find out what we want to do, what we want to put out there. You know, what kind of products do we want to sell? What kind of products? So it's like, Because we had products that we sold the first time, and we only made one sale, and we had it going for months. We had a lot of views. You know, we were getting about 100 to 200 views every day, but nobody was buying anything. And we maybe had two people go to checkout, but they didn't buy nothing. But, yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to keep on planning and keep on messing with that. And we're going to see. Because he was wanting to do something today, but I don't think I was too into what he wanted to do. But I think I'm going to try something on my own and see what happens. You know, kind of have my own little perspective and turn on it. But we'll see. All right, I just want to thank you all for listening. All right, thank you. Bye. Signing out.